develop what's in you.
3.
Your stagecraft should make your fans scream.
4.
No message could mean the loss of a war.
5.
If you abide, you keep the industry alive.
6.
Do a dance track to stay up in the club mix.
7.
Up your game a notch to another level.
8.
Add your mother tongue to represent where you're from. Let them know that they can't stop your shine.
Shout out to Rugged Man for the intro. Truth is, these are some of the qualities you should possess and just build on them. All right, what up, what up? Welcome to episode 2 of the Indie Backstory series. Remember, I told you from the first episode that each podcast episode moving forward will be different. Here I am, man of peace and love, reporting live from Lagos, Nigeria. It's W Experience. Let's go.
Out of many millions, nobody can close to you. Nobody can do me. Make me half fulfilling. I'm glad I'm kidding. My energy is your word. My life is better. It's better with your love. My head is scattered. It's scattered for your love.
For your love.
Hey,
so good.
With me on this episode of W Experience is Afro Urban Gospel Superstar Unique Grace. You are live. Unique Grace is a lot, I know, in a lot of good ways though. So first off, please tell us about the brand Unique Grace and shed some light on the journey as an Afro Gospel artist, how it started, your challenges being independent.
The brand Unique Grace is actually... Well, I'm an artist, and I am an Afro-urban gospel artist, and I'm based in Belgium, but I bring in the culture, the Nigerian culture, my Nigerian culture, to Belgium and the rest of Europe. But I do, my brand also goes into fashion, and it goes into like ministry work also, like proper ministry work, community work, that kind of things. The journey being an Afro gospel artist is one that started about 7 years ago. So I've been an Afro gospel or Afro urban gospel artist for about 6-7 years now professionally. And it has not been easy. I can't lie and just be like, oh, it's been great and fluid. It's not been easy, and primarily because I'm an independent artist, meaning that I'm not signed to a record label per se, but it is something that pushed me to open my own record label, whereby I'm able to do my own publishing, and I can, you know, direct my own promotions and be able to bring people on board with me and things like that. But the reason why it was not easy in the beginning was because I did not know about setting all this up. And I was very frustrated in the beginning, thinking to myself, I'm going to make a song, I'm going to put it on Facebook, and I'm going to blow because I sound so good and because I have a message to tell the world and they will be ready to accept it. Unfortunately, it was not like that. I'm not the best songwriter. I'm not the best singer. I'm not the best composer. But because I believe so much in what God, you know, put on my lap to do as an artist, I kept looking for solutions. And little by little, things were getting set up.
Cool stuff. Word to someone who's thinking, I'm not sure about this and how to go about it, but I'd love to go on this journey.
Why not? But I do have to say that you have to be convinced, like completely convinced, that this is what you want to do. And as a gospel artist, there's no way I can talk about this and not talk about God. Like, you have to be convinced that God is the one telling you to do this, and it's not because you're seeing people, you know, flashing their cars and their fancy clothes and you're thinking to yourself, oh, that's the way to feed myself and my family. No, newsflash, that's not the way it is, because personally I had to go to God and ask him, okay, you've asked me to do this, how are we going to do it? What is it going to be like? Like, give me an idea. I even asked God, what kind of genre do you want me to go into? Do you want me to sing as a Christian singing to the world about you, or as a gospel artist? Like, do you want me to like involve Jesus in my music, like purely, or do you want me to just do inspirational and just encourage people? And God is like, you're going gospel, but you're going as yourself, as an Afro urban person, because that's how I got into music in the first place. That's my first love was actually rap. When I was, I think, 17 years old, I met the very first gospel rapper that happened to be my youth pastor in Pennsylvania, in the school that I went to, Lancaster. His name is Ambassador. So I don't know if you guys are into gospel out there. His name is Ambassador. He was the founder of Lecrae. I don't know if you all know Lecrae. Yeah. So that was my very first youth pastor. And I didn't even know he was like big back then. I just, you know, love what he was doing as a pastor. So he used to be encouraging us and things like that. And then boom, he just slapped his album on us. And we're like, what? Get out of here. Why? What do you do? And we didn't know how popular he was. But what was more important was the fact that he was a gospel rapper. And he made it sound so good. Like, we'd be all up in there going A-M-B-A-S-S-A-D-O-R-M. And you know what I'm saying? We were all like all up on his lyrics, and because his lyrics are always so deep, and the rhythm, everything was always so deep. And so that's how I got into gospel music. So then when God says, you're going to be a gospel artist, I was like, I am not a rapper. So eventually he broke it down to me, like, you're an African, talk about Jesus, talk about gospel, and talk about in your own unique style. And that kind of also ties into the whole name Unique Grace and things like that. But yeah, so as an independent artist, it's actually working out for me in a way. If you're somebody out there, you want to do this, do it because God is telling you to do it. And then find some time, sit down with God and ask him some key questions, like, how we're going to do it, what exactly you want me to do. So, because at the end of the day, it's still going to be you and God. He's the one that will tell you the plan, the blueprint. And because you're convinced, you will not easily give up, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So there's a lot to say on that, but I'm going to just wrap it up on that part. But the journey is, it's not a short distance. Just know that it's a long distance. And it's one of those long distance that does not really have an end. You just keep going. Yeah.
So how have you been able to put music, family, and work all together without having any ish?
Okay. So I am a music artist. I am a wife. I am a mother of four lovely kids. And I have a professional job as a nurse. I have my own company as a nurse. And I'm a fashionista on top of that. And that's like the most popular question that I get, actually. Like, how do you do all these things? Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things that I focus on priorities. That's really what I've been able to do. And then I can't say I'm the most organized person. No, I am not. But I try my best on the organization part. However, I do have a community that supports me and that helped me. And I'm talking about my husband, my kids, friends, and, you know, and people who've been supporting me from like day one. They really are the one that have been helping me. But one thing I do know also is that there's always a season, because I'm not always in the studio making music. I'm not always on the front of the nursing thing with the patients. And the only steady thing is being a mom and being a wife. That's, you know, always. So I make my way around that to do the other things that I do. But above all, is really the grace of God. Like, seriously, number one, it's just the grace of God that has been helping me and helping me to stand out.
Do you think Afro gospel genre is here to stay?
Do I think Afro gospel is, man, heck yeah, is here to stay. It's here to stay, number one, because Afro-urban gospel is really a part of Afrobeats that we're hearing now. At least my style is that genre, the broad genre of Afrobeats. I'm just, a little chip off of that. I think it's here to stay because the world is beginning to really accept Afrobeats in general. And it's celebrated in Europe, in America, in Australia. I mean, it's celebrated everywhere. And I really think that Afrobeats gospel, yes, definitely. It's making big noise in the UK right now also. So yeah, it's picking up and I really believe that it's here to stay. And of course, with you guys' support, of course, it's gonna stay.
Please run us through your achievements so far.
Oh, wow. I'm not too good at blowing my own horns, but my achievements so far, I thank God that I've been able to be recognized on quite a number of platforms, like award-wise. The latest achievement that I really praise God for is the fact that my music is actually being celebrated in Belgium. And you know, Belgium is not an English-speaking country. They speak French and Dutch there, but they play my music now on the radio. And this is something that just happened like this year. And I've been doing music for about 6-7 years now. That really is like a huge one for me. And like last week, my song So Good was like number one Afrobeat gospel song on the UK Christian charts. And it was like amazing. I think I dropped my phone when I saw it because I didn't believe it. I did not believe it. I was nominated and I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to put it out there for the fans to vote. I put it on all my platforms and I forgot about it. And then a week later to see that I was number one, that was huge. And like that same song was like number 15 on the American BDS chart. Like when the song dropped, it was like number 220. And I was like, whoa, I'm on the chart. Get out of here. Next thing I know, a couple of weeks later, it was number 15, like the top 20. It was amazing. Those are just a few achievements that I can name right now because they're like the most recent. But it's really not because of what I am doing. I just believe that it's because of what God wants to do with the message, and it's going quite well.
So if you are to pass a message to your younger self, what would the message be?
Oh gosh. Quite a number of those. I don't know where to begin. I think, okay, based on the music part to my younger self, I would say make a buckload amount of money before going into music. because making music is so expensive. So there are two parts to this. I would tell my younger self that, but then there's something that God has been telling me recently and that has been giving me peace of mind. So, and that is that when God calls you to do something, He will also equip you for it. You know, so I would tell my younger self that because that would save me a lot of stress that I had when I began music. I used to think that, you know, when you drop a song, which I still believe that when you drop a song, you have to have structure around it for promotion, for publicity, the marketing and stuff like that, definitely. But I used to stress about the fact that I thought I would need like millions and millions of naira, or like almost at least $500,000 or something to be able to be heard all around the world. But I've not spent as much as people that I know. And so the peace of mind of what I would tell my younger self is just stay with God. God's got you, but just make sure you're doing what you love and don't give up.
Most times people find it very hard to say, hey, I want to settle down, because a lot of people look at the industry in its entirety and they believe one's family is involved, or let's say you settle down to start a family or have a partner, and all this affects your career negatively. Do you agree to this?
Right. So entertainment, music, and family is working out for me, and I really thank God about that. But the notion that that people have a lot about this is you need to do all of that before you start a family. You know, like you need to make sure your name is making some noise at least. Why? Because it requires a lot of time. Serious time, and you know, being engaged from morning to night because you're in the studio doing your studio runs, going to different media houses and things. So I think that's really where that idea came from, but it's working out for me. And honestly, if I was to tell my younger self about this, I'll be like, you know what, get your stuff, get your degree, get married, have your kids, and follow your passion. But one thing that I really think that people need to have in mind is don't be in a hurry, because you cannot really be in 10 places at once. You can't, you know, you have to devote your time to the family, and you have to make sure it's 100%. You have to devote your time to your work, and it has to be 100%. And the same thing with the music also, it has to be 100%. So you can't be in a hurry and think that you're gonna make a song and then boom, you're gonna be all over. Even if it happens for you that way, you still need to make sure that you are going at a steady pace so you don't have a burnout. I think some people might have different ideas, but even when you start all that and you get popular and then you get married and then you have kids, what, are you going to stop your passion then? No, you still have to continue. So my response to the question is a question, why not?
What is cooking right now and what should the fans be on the lookout for?
I'm just writing up my tour for So Good. It's because that song dropped in February, and then I did a UK tour, a Belgium tour, and now I'm running up the Nigerian tour. And it has been so amazing. A music video dropped for it also. Get this, the music video was directed and produced by my husband. So we're talking about family and stuff like that, yo. And my kids were also in the video. I mean, it's a banger. Y'all should check it out. So what's next is in less than three weeks, actually, I'll be dropping a new song called No Darling. And it's also Afrobeat, you know, something to get your feet moving, get your head nodding. And I really believe that you guys are going to be, are going to love it. My question is, are you ready? Are you ready? Drop date is August 26th, so please watch out for it. I would love to hear from you guys, the listeners out there. I would love to hear from you. My social media handles on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all of them is at Unique Grace, and the name is spelled UNIEKGRACE, Unique Grace. And music videos, of course, you can catch them on YouTube and Vevo. Just type Unique Grace and you'll get all my work out there. Thank you so much, Mr. Winky Sugar.
Yeah, and it's a wrap on episode 2 of the Indie Backstory series. Shouts to Afro Urban Gospel superstar Unique Grace for stopping by on the show. Watch out for greatness. Do not forget, where you're from does not always dictate where you're going in life, but it says a lot about who you are. Always represent your roots, stay true, curious, and be you. Peace and love. No, darling.